All right, Bang Bang, today is Tuesday, September 24th, Chicago Dog Walk. Guest today is Chief for a true Tinfoil Tuesday.
Tinfoil Tuesdays are back on Tuesday. First time in a while.
I like when they line up like that, but I don't know. We just, we never know. Like, there's 5 days to fill here. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it doesn't work with Tuesdays. If we could make this a permanent Tuesday thing, that'd be great, but I don't know.
We had somebody tweet us a mascot of somebody from, did you see that? He had like a pointy, it was at the Area 51.
Oh, yes, I did see
that. He had like
a
big tinfoil hat on, so we could maybe have its own logo with just that guy's face on it. So.
Yeah, that'd be great. And today's conspiracy we're talking about is about Mattress Firm.
Mattress Firm. Mattresses, mattresses, mattresses. So,
and this is not an ad.
Not an ad. Definitely not an ad, because we don't get down with money laundering. Because that is what the conspiracy is.
So that's what people are alleging that Mattress Firm is. It is an underground fucking railway of just getting people paid throughout, not mattresses. I don't know what
not mattresses, said, but maybe drugs, maybe other illegal activities. So maybe we should start with like what money laundering is, because I'm a fucking square. Like, I've seen Breaking Bad. I kind of have like a general understanding, but yeah, I had to do some Googling to actually figure out like how money laundering works and why like Mattress Firm would be like people would make that connection. So did you watch a show, Breaking Bad?
Of course.
Okay, so remember when Walt had the car wash?
Yes.
So he's making crystal meth all the time, and then he's having a cash business where people just come through in the car wash, and he's like, whoa, I made $10 million this month washing cars. Well, that's how money laundering works. So let's say like you have Mattress Firm all over the country, 3,500 locations, which seems excessive. That's a lot of mattresses and a lot of storefronts out there. But you would basically say like, hey, like we made $10 million and maybe four of it came from mattresses and six of it came from selling drugs or running other things or who knows. But it'd be a way to kind of hide your money. So you're reporting it to the government as we're selling a shit ton of mattresses and these are our margins and these are our costs. And that way you're able to like keep a lot of your money because you're washing it through another business.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
A legitimate business.
And the number one thing that jumps off the page to make people think that they're doing this is just because there's a million locations, right?
There's so many. Yeah. So it's like it feels like you see more Mattress Firms than McDonald's. And they're just everywhere you go. You look across the street. You could be in a Mattress Firm, look across the street, and see another mattress firm. So this one is hit especially close to home for me. So I grew up in the western suburbs. There's a big road, kind of a major road out there called Randall Road, runs north south from like Aurora.
Oh yeah,
up to like Crystal Lake,
Algonquin over there. Yeah,
yeah, exactly.
I think it goes all the way up to Huntley.
And yeah, it goes, but yeah, it kind of dies out up that. You get a little bit further north, it gets a little bit more rural. But that's a major drag. St. Charles, Geneva, Batavia, Aurora.
Every chain restaurant you'll ever dream of on that street.
You can find whatever you want.
It's insane.
Okay, it's in like different malls, all kinds of things. There are, in that general area, there's seven located on Randall Road. There is like in a little strip mall off of Randall Road, like their address will say Randall Road. And then like four or five blocks on either side, if you include those as well, you get up to 10. So within like a 20-mile radius, just along Randall Road, you got 10 Mattress Firms. What the fuck is the point of that?
No, I don't know what the point of that is, because people don't mind. If you got to go up and down Randall a little bit to get to a certain spot, like people will drive you. You don't need that many.
Exactly. And like Randall, like my dad fucking hates Randall Road. Like he'll go like if he's going to O'Hare, he'll go like 20 minutes out of his way just to drive on like other surface roads besides Randall to get up to 90. But that's a different story. So like it does get busy. But you know what? You only buy a mattress. So this is like a study done by an official firm, like the National Sleep Association. You're supposed to change out your mattress every 8 to 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
You don't need like there, and there's nothing convenient about going to get a mattress. You got to go to the store. It's weird. There's weird people that work there. If you're not going to have it delivered, you're going to pick it up yourself. You're going to have to get some kind of truck to do it. You don't need one every couple of blocks because it's a once a decade trip. Like if you have to go 20 minutes out of your way to get a mattress, who cares? Like that's just like part of the deal with getting a mattress. But it's not, because they're on every fucking corner. So it doesn't make any sense.
No, it really doesn't. And I've talked about that before of how going into on this show, actually, mm-hmm. it was a couple of months ago, I talked about how I actually just bought a bed from Mattress Firm because, like, I mean, I know the whole, you know, everyone likes the model of just ordering a bed now and getting it delivered to your mm-hmm. house. But
right.
I don't know, the bed I got sent, I hated it. So I was like, okay, I'll go here. And it's just the weirdest thing of all time. And one thing that I found interesting was that kind of maybe does this support the theory that this is a laundering place too? There was only two workers. And I was like, oh, like he's like, I'm the manager and like I have one more person under me. And that's all that was at the shop.
And that's all there ever is.
Yes. Yeah. So that's pretty bare bones.
Two people per customer you would get. Yeah.
That's pretty bare bones. He's like, yeah, sometimes like we'll have like five customers in here and like I have to have them wait. Well, it's like, well, that doesn't seem great. Like,
and bullshit. There's never been five customers in your store. No yeah. chance.
So I don't know exactly what how many they would need, but it seems like if this was a front, having two employees would be a nice way to cut costs.
Yeah, real nice way, since you're going to have the overhead of renting out store fronts all over America, 3,500 stores. That is fucking crazy. That's too many stores.
That's a lot of stores. But can we talk about, didn't they buy someone, though? Does that make sense?
Yeah, so that's like what the counter-argument is. They've actually bought a lot of them. Okay. So they purchased, the biggest one was Sleepy's. So they were like, you know, they acquired all these over a period of like 5 or 6 years from like 2009 to 2015. They made a ton of acquisitions. And if you had, let's say, if you're a Sleepy's and you had a 10-year lease on a piece of property where you're going to have a Sleepy's and there was a Mattress Firm across the street, there's no reason to necessarily shut it down and break your lease. You're just going to keep both of them open until you eventually like rebrand and merge them, and then you can just close that brand when your lease is up. So that is kind of like one of the counter arguments. But even still, there's a lot of Sleepy's.
There's a lot of Sleepy's.
There's a YouTube video out there. All of this is like another thing that kind of got its start on Reddit. But there was a YouTube video saying about the amount of Sleepy's in New York City. There were like 33 Sleepy's in New York City and 6 Best Buys. Like, how does that make any sense?
That's a lot.
That's a lot.
That's a lot.
That's too many. And like such a, like, obviously New York City is huge, but like,
there's so many people though. I guess you could kind of rationalize it by like, well, there's so many people that it won't be cannibalized, I guess, but
perhaps not. But that's still like, again, if every person is buying a mattress every 8 to 10 years, and I know like my parents, they've had mattresses, like we've moved like 4 times in my life.
Yeah.
They're not throwing out mattresses. Yeah. We got mattresses in the basement. We got like, there's mattresses all over the place. People don't get rid of mattresses unless like a spring breaks.
Yeah, especially when you're handing them down too.
Right, you know, exactly. Sure, like, give them out to your kid. Yeah, exactly. Take this shit one that's been in the basement and all dust, knock the dust out of it and head put it in your dorm or your first apartment. And that, like, that's a thing. And people just don't buy that many mattresses.
Yeah, that's true.
Not enough to need 33 in Manhattan. That's crazy.
I want to talk about, there's more evidence for them not being, before you really dig into why you think that it is a their front. But before we get to that, let's talk about the farmer's dog.
I love farmer's dog.
Farmer's dog. Obviously, have you ever wondered why every dog food looks the same? You know, it's just kind of like that brown, those pebbles, and it's just kind of crusty. I don't know. It's just, it always looks the same. Not the farmer's dog, huh?
Yeah. And you know what? It is actually very convenient, because I was under the impression that you had to cook it. You don't, okay? So it's already comes pre-cooked. It's in a vacuum-sealed bag. You slice it open with some scissors, and you put it in the dog bowl, and you just mix it up with a fork, and your dog will go nuts. So it's really good for them. The dogs love it. It's human-grade food, so it's all good stuff. There's vegetables. There's vitamins, meat that dogs need, because they're originally carnivores. They used to be wolves. George used to be a wolf, and now he's getting fed the right way.
Have you noticed any change in George, your dog?
Yeah, I would say like his temperament's great. His bowel movements, like if you're walking, if you have a city dog, like I do, I live in the city with a dog, you want a farmer diet for a city dog. So you get nice clean poops to pick up. It's a piece of cake. It's a bit, if you own a dog, you know what I'm talking about. It makes a big difference.
There we go. So the farmer's dog is a smarter, healthier pet food, making it as simple as possible to give your dog a better diet. Start your trial today. Go to thefarmersdog.com/walk and you'll have 50% off, and you'll save 50% and get free shipping. That's thefarmersdog.com/walk for 50% off your trial with free shipping. Thefarmersdog.com/walk, WALK. So do you want to get into more reasons why you think it's a front, or do you want to talk more about why, you know, there's evidence to like think that this is a real business?
We can go into the real business aspect if you like, because look, like we said, you know, there's going to be low overhead if you're not having that many employees. So it's not super expensive. And they had all the acquisitions. So I have it up here now. They acquired 15 different mattress chains. So they're kind of becoming a mattress monopoly at
big
one time.
Point.
Big time. So it's like if you're buying up all the competition and they have leases that were extended, you're not going to break the leases. You're going to keep those places open. And then one of the things that they keep saying is, because your margins are so high on a mattress, you really only need to sell like four a day to be profitable, because it probably costs like $11 to make a mattress, and then you sell them for what, $1,000? You know, like it's an expensive piece of furniture that it's like also a necessity. So if you have really high margins, you can kind of write it off as that big old sign out front is a billboard. And inside, like if we sell one or two or three a day, we're gonna be okay from a profitability standpoint. So,
okay, so that makes sense. Like they just don't need the customers that another business would need.
Right. So if you have one or two people going in to buy a Happy Meal at McDonald's, like, or a Whopper, like that's a problem.
Yeah.
Right. You need a lot of customers coming in and out of the door. If you have a mattress firm, you have, like you said, you know, a guy who has one other guy, you tag team them, get that, and you make that sale. All of a sudden, you had a pretty good day selling one mattress.
Yeah,
so
that's true. And I guess if McDonald's swallowed up Burger King and they just actually made every Burger King a McDonald's,
yeah,
like there'd be intersections, there'd be streets that would look pretty damn goofy, because they would, if assuming that they wouldn't knock them down and would just, like, you know, build a McDonald's in place, that would look insane. There would be a ton of them right across, because everywhere you go with these fast food places, they're right across the street from each other.
Yeah, but counterpoint, the reason that you have all those McDonald's and you don't need as many mattress firms is because McDonald's is trying to get you to not go across the street. Be like, that Burger King's way the fuck over there. I'm going to stay on my side of the street. I'm not going to change lanes. I'm not going to make a left turn. I'm going to stay on this side of the street and keep heading whatever way you're heading, and that, to make it more convenient. So again, it's not something that's going to, like, mattresses are inconvenient regardless. So, the amount of storefronts, it just, my ears go up.
Yeah.
I don't know what they're doing, but it seems illogical to have that many. And
what
then,
else? Yeah, what else seems weird and funny?
So, they kind of, like, it's almost like a doth protest too much situation here. So, this Reddit and this conspiracy, like, kind of picked up steam in 2017, 2018, and then Mattress Firm came out with a tweet being like, hey, like, everybody chill out. They had a tweet that said, hey, we know we have a lot of stores and understand that some being close together is funny, but there's a strategy behind it. The idea that any of our store locations is related to a money laundering or any illegal activity is absolutely false. And it's like, hey, this is just a joke on the internet that nobody's really paying attention to. Why don't you guys just shut up and keep selling or not selling mattresses? Nobody's really actually paying attention. But it was almost like, hey, like, we have a PR problem here. Like, they're on to us. We better say something. So, like, that seemed a little bit bizarre to me.
Yeah, because everyone, like, and this is another thing, is everyone has, like, a bakery that's nearby, and everyone has, like, a, you know, maybe a laundromat that, like, no one goes to, and everyone makes jokes about, like, oh, like, there's nobody, I've never seen anyone in there. As long as I've been here, it's got to be a front.
Mm-hmm.
But to this capacity, that's what really set the internet wild, is because it's, like, Mattress Firm is everywhere. Like, everyone sees this, and everyone's like, what the fuck is going on?
It's relatable. You drive up Randall Road, you turn to your left, turn to your right, you see nine of them.
Yeah.
So, it's incredible.
So, that's why it caught steam
on
the internet, and it's hilarious that the company even had to make a statement.
But things get a little shady, though.
Oh.
Because then they were purchased again.
Okay.
The whole Mattress Firm bought up these 15 competitors. They were sold to a South African company called Steinhoff Holdings for $3.8 billion.
I mean, that's just an insane sum of money
for mattresses.
How?
I have no idea how. Like, I'm not an expert on the stock market or anything.
Yeah.
But they sold it for $64 a share to Steinhoff. The closing price on the day that it sold, if you were just like on Scottrade or something like that doing public trading, was $29.74. It's 115% premium on the share price to buy it for $3.8 billion. What the fuck are you doing?
Not great.
Like, that's like, and oftentimes you see companies that sell publicly will go, they'll have a bit of a premium, but not 115%. Like, that makes no sense.
Not a stock guy, but that doesn't sound good.
You could be a logic guy. Like, that's a logic thing. And then So that happened in 2016. In 2017, the CEO of Steinhoff Holdings, who now owns Mattress Firm, resigned and resigned over, quote, accounting irregularities.
Ooh.
So now it's like adding fuel to this fire. What kind of accounting regularities are we talking about? The kind that says you sold, you know, 100 mattresses at a store versus 3 and the rest of the money was coming from drugs? Could that be an accounting irregularity? So the counter to that is, you know, Mattress Firm was a publicly traded company before that. So they were audited by Deloitte. So it'd be very hard to hide it. Not impossible, but difficult. So if you have all these franchises reporting, it would be like a massive conspiracy to keep, you know, then you have Deloitte and then you have different numbers that you give to Deloitte and then they report it to the shareholders. It would be like a very difficult task to move the money around to make it seem like you're selling mattresses. But, you know, it's odd that that was the thing. It was accounting irregularities.
Was there any reports on what it, I don't know, what was the irregularities? Like, did anyone find out?
I think because at this point it had been, you know, they're going through that and the guy resigned, but it was, you know, like, I think their numbers weren't adding up. They didn't say if it was, you know, directly related to this or that, but, you know, that was why he resigned. Then you fast forward to 2018. Company's going bankrupt, okay? So these accounting irregularities led the stock to just absolutely plummet when the numbers came out and was like, well, you're actually not that profitable if we're going off of just like furniture sales. Like, what's going on here? This doesn't make any sense. And the stock tanked to the point that, you know, I can't remember what it was exactly, but if you were like looking at you know, they have the tickers where they show like what the stock's doing over a year.
A line graph.
It looked like a roller coaster, okay, where it's like just off of a cliff, like down to the bottom, to the point that there were articles in like Forbes and things like that, all these business publications saying that this could be like the next Enron. Like this furniture company that is reporting all, like had all these accounting irregularities and before reporting all this profitability until Reddit got a hold of it and then everything seemed like it came crumbling down. They announced last fall that they're filing for Chapter 11 bankruptcy and that they plan to close 700 stores this year. So it's a lot. So you go still a lot of Mattress Firms. So they go from 3,500 to 2,800 across the country. None of them were closed on fucking Randall Road. Those are per their own website, per the Mattress Firm store locator. There's still like a ton in Chicagoland. And that's just in like the western suburbs. I'm counting 14 between Chicago and DeKalb in that general area. You get into the city, there's even more. Like you bought your mattress from the Mattress Firm. And you probably could have chosen between 4 different mattress firms on your way between where you're coming from and your new place.
Well, what about the strategy? How are they going to close all this? Is part of the strategy, they said.
We're going to close these stores, but then it's like everybody looked the other direction. But when you file for bankruptcy, like that's a serious thing where like now the government gets involved and the courts get involved to kind of go through your books. So it'd be interesting to see like how this all plays out.
Yeah.
But they're in some trouble.
Okay.
To say the least. And they were fine. They were worth $3.8 billion just like 2 years ago. And now it's chaos.
Yeah. So will there be more stuff to come out though now that they're filed for bankruptcy?
I think it's, it's something I'm going to keep an eye on. Okay, maybe we'll do like a follow-up episode.
Yes. We'll have to do a follow-up. So Mattress Firm, I don't know. You decide. It's by far maybe the silliest one we've done so far because it's like...
It's probably, fucking mattresses.
Yes, exactly. Everything's probably okay under the surface, but... It's just funny. Everyone, it's relatable. Everyone knows about Mattress Firm. Yeah. Everyone always wonders why the fuck there are so many. So
there's too many stores.
Yes. Yeah. So, Chief, thank you for breaking down the, you know, the investors and the stock and, you know, the bankruptcy. We appreciate that. But that's it for today, everybody. We will catch you tomorrow.